Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RT Radio 1. Returning now to the Middle East, and we heard earlier from the commander of Irish troops stationed in South Lebanon, who described the situation in the region as tense and volatile. Several countries have urged their nationals to leave Lebanon. The US has warned its citizens to do so on any available ticket as fears grow for a wider conflict in the Middle East. Let's speak now to Joost Hilterman, Programme Director for the Middle East and North Africa at the International Crisis Group. Good afternoon and welcome to the programme. Thank you for joining us. We have had a series of concerning events in the past week. A rocket strike which killed 12 children and teenagers in the Golan Heights, the assassination of a Hezbollah leader in Beirut and a Hamas leader in Iran. What is your assessment of the likelihood of these events triggering a regional war in the Middle East now?
Well, we should first of all thank you for having me on the programme, and good afternoon to all of you. We really don't want, obviously, to have a regional war in the Middle East, and as long as it hasn't happened, we can still stop it. And I think it's really important that that all the parties to the conflict take a deep breath and think about what they could be unleashing. And especially the United States, which still is the world's most powerful military, what it can do to persuade both sides, Israel and Iran in particular, to step back from the brink. And we can expect a Iranian and Hezbollah retaliation for the killings that you mentioned. But the question is the scope and scale and timing of this retaliation. If it's stays within certain boundaries, then we can hope that the situation can still be controlled.
Does Hezbollah really want to be drawn into a war with Israel, considering or an escalated war with Israel, and considering the costs that that might have for them in terms of the territory that they effectively control right now in southern Lebanon?
I don't have the sense that and Hezbollah actually leaders have been quite clear about this, and I've met with them as well, but they don't want to be dragged into a war, nor does Iran, nor does the United States. But the thing is, it's not so much about intentions, it's about sleepwalking into it. And what I'm most worried about is some kind of misreading of intentions, some kind of miscalculation, or a rocket that hits a populated area and kills a large number of civilians, which would then cause the aggrieved party to strike back with much greater force.
And you mentioned the US and the role that it would play here. We know that the US has effectively a lame duck president. It's in the middle of a presidential election campaign. Does it have the capacity or the authority right now to intervene with Israel to effectively prevent further escalation?
Well, that's of course a very good question, because what we've seen over and again is not only President Biden's close affinity to the Israeli state and to its right to prosecute the war in Gaza, but we've also seen that Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel has defied him time and again, as recently as apparently 3 days ago, when President Biden called him and basically read him the Riot Act, but Netanyahu is not to be swayed, and there is absolutely no movement at the moment towards the one thing that could help reduce tensions in the overall region, which is the Gaza ceasefire.
All right. Well, thank you very much for speaking with us today, Joost Hilterman. It's good to get your analysis. That's Joost Hilterman, Programme Director for Middle East and North Africa at the International Crisis Group.